Hello, friend. This is Jack again. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. This month, we will look at a very special word, love, from the Bible. Love, you may say. Isn't that what the world needs? Isn't that what I long for? Indeed, everyone needs love. That is probably why the Valentine's Day commercials are so successful in the US every February. People buy chocolates, flowers, and other things for their loved ones, to show love for them, and sometimes to gain their love, favorable affections, in return. Love is such a commonly used word that its true meaning may not be there. Let's read after a few passages from God's Word, the Bible, and see what love means. This is the blessing that Moses, the man of God, pronounced on the Israelites before his death. He said, "Surely it is you who love the people. All the holy ones are in your hand." Here, "you," Moses refers to, is the Lord God. The verb love he used is a Hebrew word, chabab, meaning to hide, to cherish, and to love fervently. Indeed, the Lord's love for his people Israel was so strong that he did not give them up, even though they rebelled against him again and again. Even when the Lord had to have the nation of Judah destroyed, and the Israelites captured into foreign lands, the Lord promised to them through the prophet Jeremiah. "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it in distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. For the Lord will ransom Jacob and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they.'" This is what the Lord says, "He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name. Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me." This is what the Lord says, "Only if the heavens above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done, declares the Lord." No wonder that Israel, such a small nation, surrounded by their enemies on the north, on the east, and on the south, still stands today firm and strong. No wonder the Israelites love to sing the following song. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To the one who remembered us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever." Here in God's promise to Israel, and in Israel's song of praise, the English word love is a translation of the Hebrew word cheket, meaning mercy. Indeed, God withheld from Israel what they deserved, and God gave Israel what they didn't deserve. But don't you know that this great loving kindness of God for Israel only represents his unconditional love for all his sons and daughters who are brought into his family through Jesus Christ. Now let's read two passages from the New Testament. The first one is from John chapter 3, and the second from Romans chapter 5. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In these two passages, the Greek word for love is agape, meaning supernatural, unconditional love that is from God. Yes, Jesus, the Son of God, came into our world and died on the cross for you and for me, so that everyone who believes in his name shall not perish as we all deserve, but is given the right to become a child of God. What love can be greater than this unconditional love? It is through the agape love of Christ that we are pulled out of the darkness of sin and brought into the kingdom of light. And it is the agape that works in all God's sons and daughters that we love one another. Empowered by God's Holy Spirit, we love others, even those who hate us and mistreat us. In Romans chapter 12, we read, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Well, it's time now to wrap up our journey through the Bible for this month, but I have to read the Song of Love for you before saying goodbye. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. "Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." May the agape love be with you till we meet again next time. God bless you.